We have a, not a revised agenda, but an original agenda, it looks like.
This is a recess meeting, Mr. Chairman, so we should have basically the same agenda as we had last
time. Same agenda. Let's begin with an invocation and pledge. Maggie, will you do the pledge? Tom, will you do an invocation for us?
Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you watch over this board tonight as we make decisions that will benefit our community. Watch over our citizens and all those who have sworn to protect and keep the law. Watch over our nation as we go through challenges and we come together to face this virus. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all. Welcome, everybody. It's seems to be like we're doing these meetings on a bi-weekly basis, it feels like sometimes, but hopefully not too long of an agenda this evening, unfortunately. Whitney got caught up in a exposure and is in quarantine, so thank you to Ms. Arlene for covering for her tonight. We will try to be merciful in our debates so that we can have some accurate minutes of this meeting. Do we need to approve any agenda format?
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry, I told you earlier that this is a recess meeting. But we do have items on the agenda that were not on the agenda before, so I think we do need to approve this agenda.
All right, so I'll need a motion to approve the evening agenda. Motion by Mr. Himes.
Second.
Second by Mr. Lester. Any discussion? All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Motion will carry. All right, approval of the September 1st, 2020 and September 17th, 2020 minutes. Take a few moments and look over those. Are we like a month behind in the meeting minutes that we're?
We are, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Parsons has had some family medical issues.
Okay.
That have been out, but we've recruited some folks to help her. So,
unfortunately, we. The time that she had to be out,
we doubled the number of meetings on her, so we have recruited some other people to help clean that up, so
okay.
We should have the rest of the minutes by December 1st.
Okay, so these are, we're just a month behind, these are the September 1st and 17th minutes.
Make a motion to approve.
Motion by Mr. Himes to approve.
Second.
Second by Ms. Asbury. Any discussion? All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
The phone line's dead. According to someone trying to log in.
Welcome, Mr. Hackwater.
Did you dial one to get out?
Hello, Whitney.
Nine.
Dial nine to get out, Tom. One.
Arlene? Be good or they'll put you over our next one.
Welcome and thank you for choosing freeconferencecall.com. You're helping people around the world communicate for free. Please enter your access code followed by the pound or hash sign.
And I'll beat you.
If you are the host, press star now. Please enter your PIN followed by the pound or hash. Thank you. There are two participants in the conference.
There you go.
Please announce yourself.
Okay, welcome. Welcome. We have folks that are participating by phone this evening. We're just getting underway with this recess meeting. We have just finished approving the meeting minutes from our September 1st and September 17th, 2020 meetings. Next item up is the consent calendar. Everybody take a moment to look at the items on the consent calendar, and we'll need a motion to approve the consent calendar.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Lester.
Second.
Second by Ms. Asbury. Any discussion? All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Motion will carry. That'll bring us to the executive closed meeting portion for this evening. Pursuant to Virginia Code Section 2.2-3711, we have one A7 matter, litigation for the Justice Lowseen Mining Inc. and Black River Coal. Hopefully that won't take too awful long. We need a motion to enter into that executive closed meeting.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Lester.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hackworth. Any discussion? All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. We will enter into executive closed meeting at this time, and we are scheduled to return back at 6 o'clock. All right, we'll come back from that executive closed meeting, and Mr. Lester, would you read the certification?
I sure will. Whereas the Tassau County Board of Supervisors has convened an executive closed meeting on this day pursuant to an affirmative vote and in accordance with the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas 2.2-3711 of the Code of Virginia requires a certification by the Board of Supervisors that such executive closed meeting was conducted in conformity with Virginia law. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Tassau County Board of Supervisors hereby certifies that, to the best of each member's knowledge, one, that only public business matters lawfully exempt from open meeting requirements by Virginia law were discussed in the executive closed meeting to which the certification resolution applies, and two, only such public business matters as were identified in the motion convening the closed meeting were heard, discussed, or considered by the Tassau County Board of Supervisors. The chairman called for a roll call vote with the following vote hereby recorded.
All right, we're still waiting on two members to come back out. Ms. Asbury, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mr. Lester?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. If I could just stick my head in there for Mr. Hackworth and Mr. Himes to vote on the certification. Mr. Hackworth, how do you vote on the certification?
Aye.
Mr. Himes, how do you vote on the certification?
Aye.
All right. All right, we'll now come back from the executive closed session. Do we have any motions?
I have one, Mr. Chairman.
Coming out of executive session, we have a motion by Mr. Himes.
I move the Board of Supervisors approve the agreed order for dismissal on behalf of Tassau County, Virginia, in the matter of Black River Coal LLC, Justice Lowseen Mining Incorporated, Chestnut Land Holdings LLC versus Tassau County, Virginia, David R. Anderson, Tassau County Commissioner of Revenue, and David T. Larmer, the second Tassau County Treasurer, as presented in executive session. I further move that the chairman be authorized to execute the agreed order for the dismissal on behalf of the board. I further move that the county attorney tender the executed agreement for dismissal to the escrow agent, named in the escrow agreement to be tendered to Tassau County Circuit Court as provided therein.
Motion by Mr. Himes. Second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hackworth. Any discussion? All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, like sign. That motion will carry. Any second motion, Ms. Asbury?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Board of Supervisors approve the escrow agreement as presented in executive session. I further move that the chairman be authorized to execute the escrow agreement on behalf of the board. I further move that the county attorney tender the executed escrow agreement to escrow agent named in the escrow agreement in the manner as provided within.
Okay, that's a motion by Ms. Asbury.
Hold on.
Second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Lester. Any discussion? All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Let's take one moment. Arlene, did we have these folks redialed back in, or did we have to dial this back in?
We got connected again.
If lost.
Yep, we lost.
We lost him again. Well, I asked Randy to check it, and he said that sometimes the host
I don't see anything indicating we've got folks participating by
phone. I just got an email from somebody, Texas, that we've lost him.
Well, it's not
going
to have
They had make sure I didn't unplug it today.
Looks like something unplugged on there, maybe.
Check that little box there.
Yeah, that's it.
There you go. Charlie kicked the plug.
That was already done.
No. There you go.
Charlie kicked the plug loose.
I don't think I did it. I just saw it. Eric, do we need to redo those motions when we get...
Well, I hope not.
I mean, we've taken every effort to be public.
They're in the public records.
A lot of people lined up to didn't get in.
It's still not that bad.
Did he unplug that? Did he unplug it for read? He may have
unplugged it. No, he didn't even come over here.
Okay.
It says speaker and password.
All right.
Okay, third matter. Mr. Lester, do you have a motion coming out of executive session?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that the Board of Supervisors approve the amendment to escrow agreement as presented in executive session. I further move that the chairman be authorized to execute the amendment to escrow agreement on behalf of the board. I further move that the county attorney tender the executed amendment the escrow agreement to the escrow agent named in the escrow agreement in the manner as provided therein.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Lester.
Second.
Second by Ms. Asbury. Any discussion? All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. A motion will carry. Any other motions? Mr. Hackworth?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I move that the Board of Supervisors approve the facilitation agreement as presented in executive session. I further move that the chairman be authorized to execute the facilitation agreement on behalf of the board. I further move that the county attorney tender the executed facilitation agreement to the escrow agent named in the escrow agreement in the manner as provided therein.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Hackworth.
Second.
Second by Mr. Himes. Any discussion? All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Motion will carry. Lastly, board, the chair has a motion. I move that the Board of Supervisors transfer the amount of $298,026.40 from the Capital Contingency Fund to the Recreation and Parks Authority of Tazewell County, Virginia for the express purpose of executing a deed of easement for recreational trails between the Recreation and Parks Authority of Tazewell County, Virginia and James C. Justice Companies, INC, period. I'll put that in the form of a motion.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hackworth. Any discussion? All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. That motion will carry as well. Any other matters coming out of the executive closed meeting?
No, Mr.
If everybody would make sure, Arlene, get your written motions to pass those down.
That'll make it a lot easier.
Okay.
Make it a lot easier if she gets
All right. Next section is... citizens' comments scheduled. We don't have any citizens scheduled, any citizens' comments that are scheduled.
Mr. Chairman, if I could take a moment and give a COVID update, maybe while we're getting the phone lines hooked up.
Okay. Yeah, let's go ahead.
If I could do that, I'll put in each of your places this evening the most recent dashboard update from the Department of Health. And we've been watching for some months now the risk scale for exposure. 10, anything over 10 is high, and it's at 44 this evening. Our positivity rate is 15.8%. It's the highest it's been. We have a very small number of outbreaks, and those two things mean that this is community spread. If you had, four big outbreaks in 20 cases, then you knew where they were coming from. This means it's coming from all over. So we're probably in the worst shape we've been in thus far with this disease. This 44 number is based on 100,000 average. 100,000 population. So if we have roughly 45,000 people, then that's about 23, 24 cases a day. We've averaged over 2 weeks. Yesterday, the VDH reported to me 35 positive cases yesterday. So this number is going up. You can look at the curve on here. And we're going up a sharp curve towards what looks like exponential growth. So this virus is a problem for us. We are quickly coming
welcome
to the position that
the
urban areas
we're
in back in the spring. So I just want to make everybody aware of that. In response to that, I have a few things I'd like to do administratively here. I emailed the board some on this earlier. I would like to return to the split shifts that we did back in March and again in September. I would like to ask permission from the board to go ahead and return to the split shifts if I could. If I could get a motion on that, Mr. Chairman.
Motion by Ms. Asbury. Chair will second. Mr. Himes, second that. Any discussion? All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Like sign.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Also, would like to return to the attendance stipend we have for our custodians and our maintenance personnel because they are dealing with the public in the courthouse. We have closed the animal shelter to the public. We've closed this building to the public. We closed building inspections to the public. The courthouse has to remain open. And our custodial personnel are the front line of defense for this. Their work is our best chance to keep our courthouse healthy. And we really need them to keep coming. And it's a difficult situation. So I'd like to return to that if I could. If I had a motion on that too, Mr. Chairman.
I'll move.
Motion by Mr. Lester, second by Mr. Himes. Any discussion? All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Motion will carry.
And one thing I've directed our IT department to do is to go ahead and establish Go to My PC accounts for all of my department heads and some key staff. What this is, it allows us to access our network remotely from home. I'm doing this expecting not only that we're going to do the split shift and that allows us to work from home, but in the event that we get quarantined, then we can continue to work from home. So I don't know that I need to vote on that, but we are going to have to pay for that service, and we're going to go ahead and set that up. We'll pay for that service out of the CARES funds that have been appropriated. The other matter I wanted to mention is we require our staff to spend their vacation by the end of the year. If we do these split shifts, it's going to make it really disruptive because we're going to have to back up now and tell people that comp time that had been approved or vacation that had been previously approved is no longer approved. I would like to give them at least to the end of February now to spend the vacation time that they accrued this year.
Anybody have any problem with that?
I got one question. Do we pay that off at year end, Eric?
No, sir.
We don't. We allow carryover.
Not normally.
We, on the vacation time, personnel policy sets out an amount that you can carry over. Anything over that, you lose.
Okay.
The comp time, you're supposed to spend it within the work period, within the 2 week work period.
Okay.
Over that, you lose.
Okay.
Okay. We try to make them work down their comp time by the end of the year and try to make them get their vacation spent by the end of the year. And by giving them until January, a lot of them have planned time off in the holidays. And if we do these split shifts, we're going to have to go back to some of those folks and say, you can't take those days off because this other person's going to be sent home. And I'd like to be able to give them another month or two to come back and spend that vacation in January or February.
Okay. Anybody have any problem with that? I don't think we need a motion on that. That's what you choose to do on that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So that's where we are with the COVID this evening, Mr. Chairman.
Does that take care of everything under 11? Did you do a COVID testing update? Did we get numbers as to how many tests we were doing out of our rapid test machines?
I have not. I don't have that information yet, Mr. Chairman. I'll try to have that by the next meeting.
Okay. Does that take care of everything under 11?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's go back to 10, the citizens' comments, unscheduled. Do we have anybody here tonight that wishes to speak for citizens' scheduled, unscheduled comments? Nobody being present. Is there anybody on the phone that wishes to participate in the citizens' comments that were unscheduled? Second calling on the phone. Nobody appearing to speak for citizens' comments unscheduled. Next item up, number 12, Tazewell County CARES update. Mr. Young.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to, this is carryover from the recess meeting. I really don't have an update on the CARES. You had tabled last week the town of Tazewell, town of Richlands, and you dealt with the staff requests. I do have one request that has come in since then from the town of Bluefield, Virginia, and basically they're asking for the same two vehicles that the town of Tazewell and town of Richlands had. That's a total of 6 Durango vehicles we have requested from 3 towns to be paid for from CARES funds. I would ask the board to defer this to December if we could, because you know the virus is just now hitting us, and you know the cost of tests and things like that, that might be a more primary concern for the public health calls. You may want to weigh those against making vehicle purchases. So I think by December we will know whether this money is going to go back to Washington or whether or not we'll have more time to spend it. And I submit that if we have more time to spend it, then we really need to see how this virus will play out in the population before we buy vehicles.
Okay. All right. Anybody want to put that in form of motion that we table those CARES requests till our December meeting?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hackworth. Second. Somebody?
Second.
Second by Ms. Asbury. Any discussion? All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Motion will carry. We'll continue those. Small business assistance round 2.
Yeah,
now
we're going to look at them big spreadsheets again.
I see those two smiling faces out there ready to go.
They got another them. Control.
Are there anything else, Mr. Young, I need to be?
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do B. Over there, Charlie, before we start with that.
Are we looking at B on number 13?
Yeah.
Consideration of approving one-time cost of living stipend to the Sheriff's Office employees who did not receive a stipend from the Commonwealth. And consideration of end-of-year stipend for county employees. Mr. Young, what are we doing here?
Mr. Chairman, when we did the budget last summer, the state was planning on paying a 2% one-time stipend to comp board or compensation board employees. Those are employees that are our employees but are funded by the state. And historically what we have done, when the state does that, we do the same for the additional employees that are funded solely with local funds. So we budgeted monies for paying 2% to all employees, assuming that we would get roughly $100,000 from the state to do that. After the pandemic hit, the state said they weren't going to do that. Then they waited about a month, looked at their sales tax revenues and other revenues and said, well, we think we can do $500 each for sheriff's deputies. And they've communicated that they're going to do that. Well, there are sheriff's deputies that are not comp board deputies. So we looked at the numbers on giving them $500 from Tazewell County local funds. And then when we looked at that, we said, well, what would it be to just go ahead, fulfill our obligation and do the 2% for all of our employees? So we would have to come up with an additional $74,000 to do the 2% for all employees. If we do that, assuming nothing from the state, then it would be $94,000. So I would need $94,000 from contingency to do 2% for all employees.
Okay.
Need a motion? I'd make that motion.
Motion by Mr. Himes.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hackworth. Any discussion? All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. That motion will carry.
And Mr. Chairman, I'll take advantage of our clerk for the evening. The $94,000, I think, would come out of capital contingency. Is that where it would come from, Arlene?
Yes, we could take it out of there.
Okay, could we go ahead and have a motion to take that $94,000 from capital contingency?
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Asbury.
Second.
Second by Mr. Lester. Any discussion? All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Motion will carry.
Can we do any of the number 13 as well? Do I need to be a part of that?
One other question, Mr. Young, before we do that. The money that was sent down for the deputy from the state, can we just allocate that to the sheriff's department?
That specific money we have to spend on the deputy's stipends. What you can do is you can take 20 of that 94 we just appropriated and give that to the sheriff's office for their budget and let them do what they feel they need to do.
And that would be the money that the General Assembly designated for them.
That would be an amount equal to the money designated for them, but the money designated for them I have to use for the stipends.
Well then, I make that motion.
I think that was in that motion, wasn't it?
Or no.
We need another one? Okay.
No, it was not.
Yeah, second.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Himes, second by Mr. Hackworth. Any discussion? All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign.
Thanks. That clears it all up.
So that would be $20,000 to the Sheriff's Department budget?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay.
Of the 94.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Hackworth, I'm thinking we may just table the appointments till our December meeting.
Oh, I'd like to do the one.
You have one?
Cumberland Mountain, yes. Replacing Jericho Reed, because we have not had that replaced in about 3 or 4 months.
Okay. On April?
Yeah, I'm going to appoint
I'll second that, Mr. Hines.
Motion by Mr. Himes, second by Mr. Hackworth to appoint April Moorfield to replace Ms. Reed.
Yes.
Any discussion? All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Like sign. Motion carried. Arlene, if we could table numbers 2, 3, and 4, unless anybody has any of those. Table 2, 3, and 4 till our December meeting, please.
All right. I would ask to be excused because I have a pending applications with the CARES Act and do not need to be at any of the discussion or the voting.
All right, Mr. Hackworth is going to leave the meeting at this time so as not to have any involvement or participation in the CARES funding request based on a conflict.
And I would recommend that the board do that more often so I could leave at 6:30.
Only Mr. Hackworth could figure out how to get out of the meeting and be paid twice, simultaneously.
Twice.
Thanks a special kind.
Okay, Mr. Young, going back to...
Mr. Chairman, we're here this evening because the board had a lot of questions last time about the proposed distribution of small business assistance round 2, and that was my fault. I presented the rules in a simplified fashion, and there were additional rules that I forgot to mention in my summary, and those applied to people that had already received funds from elsewhere. And that's why the math, when we began to look item by item, didn't seem to correspond with the formula that I gave the board. So what we did is we went back and we listed the rules. Pam, could you give one, Mr. Talbert, please? Okay. What we did is we went back and listed the rules. This first sheet, the general formula rules, that's basically what I gave the board last meeting. The second page, these were the rules that we used to deal with people that had already received grants from us because we didn't feel like it was fair for the same folks to keep getting money again and again and again when others hadn't received any. So, what we did is we took these rules that had been applied and we assigned them numbers And then we took the chart, and in the far right-hand column, we gave the number of the rule. So if you look at any particular company and say, why did they get what they got? You look at the rule that goes with that company, if that makes sense. So it gives you a chart, basically, that any company can take what they got, that rule number, and these two pages, and calculate what they should have gotten.
Okay,
so we went line by line at least twice. I think maybe Denise and Pam did it again, through each company and calculated our formulas on how we did this. For example, one of the things that was causing confusion last time is how could somebody get $10,000 if you had the $10,000 maximum if you subtracted the money they previously had received? Well, what we did is we ran the formula, their number of employees times the dollars per employee, and that gave us a number. And say their number was 18,000. Well, we subtracted what they previously received from that 18,000. So if they previously received 6, then their formula number was 12, and then the max made them 10. So even though they may have received 6, they still got the 10.
Okay.
We didn't start with the 10 and then subtract the 6 from that.
Okay.
So if you understand that method, that explains a lot of it. Another thing that we did that we didn't discuss last time is we felt like some of the town grants they had received were so small, it wasn't really fair to knock them out on it. Particularly, you know, Richlands gave $800 grants out. So any grant $1,000 or less from the towns, we didn't use in that calculation because we really felt like it was unfair to hold that against them. So that explains some of the math that you saw. The other thing is, no matter how many grants they had received before, we still gave them the minimum for their group. So if the formula said they were due 8,000 and they'd received 15,000 from us, they still got 1,800 if they were in group one, or 1,250 in group two, or 1,000 if they were in group three. So we felt like everybody gets something because we promised everybody a minimum. So that's how we tried to approach it, and we tried to use these formulas to be as fair as we could to everybody. There were many with zero employees. We went back and looked through the applications. If they left their employee number blank, we have called them since the last meeting to see how many employees they had. There were a couple that got adjusted. The Painted Peak was one. Now, any that wrote zero on their application, we assume that's a zero. If you say you have no employees, I'm assuming you're telling me the truth. You have no employees. So, but the ones that had left it blank, instead of giving them a zero because of the blank, we went back and called and verified an actual number on that.
I know we discussed the last time about holding in reserves some funds so that if, when these awards are made and these people receive these guidelines and do the comparison and we receive complaints or objections, have we done that?
No, sir. Actually, we're over the budget of what you appropriated for us.
Now,
if you approve this, I think once we walked through these numbers again and looked at the employees, actually our number went down just a little bit. Is that right? Okay, so we're at 534,230 and the board approved 500. I feel like you've probably got room to put another $50,000 with that if you wanted to be able to do that. My concern is I would really like those appeals to be limited to, was the formula applied to you correctly? Not, but really you got to hear my story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but really, really, really I need this. Because if you go that route, you know, well, as you know, Mr. Chairman, what we call in the law, not an appeal on the facts, but an appeal on the law. You know, it's an appeal on whether or not the rules were applied to you correctly. And I think if you do that, you will limit a lot of your appeals from that process. But if you want to do an avenue for appeals, I would recommend that you come up with, you know, at least maybe 10% that you got to correct with.
Well, I mean, my only concern is there are just so many businesses here. You know, we identified a few and we pointed out a few and we've corrected a few. I just don't know how many more are going to be on the backside when we actually make these disbursements and give these regulations and these rules to people to do their math to make sure that we just have an opportunity to address them if we need to.
We tried to walk through these and we looked at group three and we tried to say, okay, if my complaint is I shouldn't be in group three, I should be in group two, who's really going to be out?
Mm-hmm.
And once you walk through it and say, well, you know, for example, if you looked at Blue Wolf, okay, they're in group two. If they said, well, I should be in group one, well, you look, they've already gotten $16,000. No matter how you do that math, no matter what group you put them in, they're still going to get the minimum for that group.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of those, the big numbers of employees have generally already gotten something somewhere else. So I don't think you're going to have a lot of people that if they look to see what can I actually get if I appeal, that they're really going to have a whole lot to gain.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you move, you know, if you have three employees and you move from group two to group one, then you're only talking about $1,800 difference. So unless you have a whole lot of employees and you feel like you should be in group one instead of group three, really not going to matter a whole lot. But at the same time, once you crack that door open and whatever formula you pick to go by, once you break away from that with one appeal, then you better have some money.
I think it's a much better job. Thank you guys for working so hard. Looks a lot more consistent. It's based on consistency.
You said that when you send the check, you're going to also send a copy of the formula.
We would have a copy of the formula. I have a cover letter. I think I emailed it to the board earlier, but I have a cover letter that I would send to them explaining what these formula mean and telling them that they had a right to send us a written notice of appeal if they wanted to appeal and thanking them for their participation. And of course, telling them we wish we had more. We have nowhere near enough money to undo what's been done. But this is what we've got, and we tried to be as fair as we could with it. So I do have a cover letter and then the formula. And then Chase will send them a letter that says, you know, here's what you got. Here's the classification you were in. Here's the group you were in. And, you know, here are the rules for what you can do with this money, basically, which is what we've sent all the previous businesses. So they'll get that letter, then they get this cover letter, and they won't get this big spreadsheet. They can get it if they want to. We'll put it on the website or whatever. But they'll get their information.
How do they report this on their taxes?
That's a good question. We talked about that. Did you?
That's already, some of them have been in, got the Tazewell County Together Opportunity Fund, so they got that, and then they got round one, and then round two. So, yes, there was
nothing's free.
Well, you talk to five different accountants, you get five different answers as to how this money's going to be treated. Like so,
good. Well, the reality is,
we do our part, send the 1099 out, let them figure it out.
That's right.
If it's to make up loss revenue,
I get 1099 from everybody. All my businesses get 1099. You just have to deal with them. You know, it's taxable.
Okay, so what do we need to do?
Vote to approve. That's what we need to do, right? You need a motion to approve or not?
I would need a motion to approve, yes, sir, Mr. Chairman.
Motion to approve with an increase in funds?
I don't know if you want to make that motion. In the amount of $534,230.27, $500,000 of which has been previously allocated by the board, there would need to be $34,230.27 from which fund, Mr. Young?
Round two.
From round two.
Do you need how much?
$34,230.27.
Yes, sir. Now, do you want to add something to that, Mr. Stacy?
Mr. Young, what do you think about a reserve fund for any?
Let's start with $25,000 and then see where we go. Keeping in mind that we'll have to decide this in pretty short order.
Pretty quickly. So yeah, the letter going out to them let them know that there's a very limited time for them to
buy. Yes, they'll have. Raise. I think I gave them five days or 5 business days.
5 business days to appeal.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep.
Sure.
Denise and I would like to beg for time stopping. So we would like to ask you that you not release the information yet. So we're going to try to divide the number of businesses and call everybody to tell them that it was approved, how much they will receive, and when they will receive the check. Because we've been inundated with phone calls and emails since last morning.
So if they ask us, we tell them you all will be getting in touch with
you'll
them.
You'll be getting a call.
Okay.
Checks in the mail.
Checks in the mail.
Does that, was this part of the press release we were working on?
Yes, sir.
We have
not going to name names or say how much. Just going to say it was approved.
In brief, successful applicants will be contacted by our economic development department.
So just help me with the math, Mr. Young. Combined, how much money have we put back out to our businesses through the CARES Act from the start of the pandemic?
This will be about, it'll be $900,000 thus far, and we have earmarked an additional $400,000 for larger businesses, which is another grant that we'll be bringing to you next month. So you're about $1.4 million.
Okay.
So
you're
gonna make that
motion, Mr.
Chair? We've
received about 11 applications.
For the larger employees, and that was 25 or more?
26.
All right, do we have a motion to approve the Small Business Assistance Round 2 as presented by staff with the special rule, formula for the special rules and the general formula rules?
We have.
Motion by Mr. Lester.
Second.
Second by Ms. Asbury. Any discussion? All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign.
Does that cover you, Chase?
Yes, it does.
Thank you, no, ladies,
wait.
Both
we
for
need
all
the,
of your
wait,
work.
Wait, wait, wait.
We need the additional 25 from round two.
In addition to that motion, Mr. Lester, will you amend that to add an additional $25,000?
Yes, additional $25,000.
For any appeals or objections? Revise your second, Ms. Asbury. Any discussion? All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. And that motion will carry as well.
Mr. Chairman, I would like consent of the chair to make the exhibits a part of the minutes, and we can attach them
okay.
to the minutes.
So the letter that will go out, and when we get calls on this, our response is directing them to whom?
Pam.
The Economic Development Department. We just want time to call everyone. And they can
just if you could let them know. You can let them know that we're going to be calling them in pretty short order.
So anybody
so don't
that calls,
call us, yeah. We'll call you.
Anybody that calls with questions will be in touch with them.
Yes, sir.
I think there's some of them that just really urgent need of some funds.
Sure.
Thank you all so much. I can't imagine.
Okay.
But I think we've done the best that we can do.
Mr. Chairman, I think these ladies have done extraordinary work over the last couple of months. Mm-hmm. And Denise got a TV the first day she was here. And she's earned it since then. She's earned it in the last month or so. But,
she's paid for that TV.
She's paid for that TV many times over, Mr. Chairman.
Paid for the TV. All right, moving on.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Board concerns. Mr. Lester, do you have any board
concerns?
Ms. Asbury, board concerns? Mr. Himes, board concerns? Chair will table my board concerns as we're continuing to work on those FOIA issues. Most of those were related to that. Arlene, if you would just table all of my board concerns for the December meeting. Other business. Anybody have any other business? Not? I'll entertain a motion. We adjourn to the next meeting scheduled for Tuesday, December the 1st, 2020 at 4 p.m. Need a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Lester. Ms. Asbury, second.
Second.
Mr. Lester, any discussion? All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, like sign.
Motion to adjourn
by Ms. Asbury, second by Mr. Lester. All those in favor were aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Motion carries. Mr.